disingenuous is what comes to my mind. Like what Heather Humphreys has said is that this bill today isn't about fracking. Like, we know Tony McLoughlin banned fracking and we'll be eternally grateful for the work that he did. But this government are introducing frack gas imports. And she was very clear in her support for an LNG terminal. And she said that we need it for renewables. You have to understand that what Eamon Ryan is proposing is that we build offshore wind at scale, at massive scale. And what the government are proposing is to use frack gas imports to as a backup for that. So all these foreign direct, these American foreign direct investors that want to build data centres in Ireland, they need a guarantee that they'll have energy for that. And they want their own gas. So they want frack gas from America to run that as backup for that. That's the truth of what's happening. And in America, there's already a debate going on about sending out their frack gas. They're running out of gas. So we want to engage in building up a huge demand for energy. And instead of using the interconnectors and using electricity from Europe as a backup for our own electricity that we can generate ourselves, the government are facilitating frack gas imports. They're listening to Joe Biden. So Joe Biden is demanding that we allow this frack gas into Ireland in order for us to get continued American foreign direct investment. That's what's really going on here. And we're the fourth source in Leitrim. So in the future, Eamon Ryan calls this a transitional policy, that we're only going to use this frack gas for a number of years until we are able to use biogas and green hydrogen from electricity. That's not real. That's a false narrative. There's a very good chance that if we allow frack gas imports into Ireland, that will reopen the discussion on fracking in the Loch Allen Basin and in the north of Ireland. There is no way that the people in the Loch Allen Basin or the young people of Ireland are going to allow frack gas imports into Ireland. We will not poison the people who helped us to stop fracking. This isn't going to happen. And the government, I'm glad to see Heather Humphreys at least speaking about it. That's always useful. But for her to say that this isn't about fracking isn't disingenuous. It is about fracking, and it's about us, and it's about the people who helped us to protect ourselves. And we're just not going to allow it. It means probably that, like, this fracking, this planning legislation that went through today, that's a serious power grab. It means that it's going to be very difficult for us to win. If the government government policy is clear that it intends to build out this infrastructure, it's going to be very difficult within the process to stop this now. So we're going to have to stand on the roads and stand on the street and build a massive campaign until it becomes unimplementable. And the government tried their best to frack Leitrim before Tony McLoughlin stood up and blocked it. People like Tony McLoughlin, Joe McHugh, there was lots of people from all parties. But it was not possible to frack Leitrim because the people wouldn't allow it. And it won't be possible to bring in frack gas imports into Ireland because the people won't allow it. And now I have to set about with everybody else to build that campaign.
And Councillor, so I understand you're up in Dublin today protesting outside the Dáil in relation to this frack gas that's potentially coming down the line. And when you hear the comments made today by Minister Humphreys, and like you said, it's good that it's being talked about and it's being acknowledged what's happening, but you're still left unhappy with what the response was. And does it feel like, because we are nearing a very crucial time in this story, however this plays out one way or the other, and it feels like the next couple of steps are crucial?
Yeah, like, what Heather Humphreys was doing today was she was managing concern. She was trying to use her credibility to ease people's concerns. That's not good enough. We need the government to be honest about what's happening. If we read the documents, so we know what the government is saying. We don't we don't get to make, we have a huge responsibility to be honest with the public about what's happening in the process. That's our job, that's our role. And we know what's planned. Eamon Ryan says it very clearly, well, what the plans are. But so the, last week, as I spoke before, the courts overruled on board Pinal when they refused to grant permission for this proposal. And what's going to happen now is that that project's going back into the system to be assessed under this policy where Eamon Ryan is now supporting an LNG terminal in policy. So like Eamon Ryan's legacy is going to be that he introduced frack gas imports into Ireland. That this frack gas, which is 30% dirtier than coal, will now become prevalent in our energy mix.